She rode up to the wagon as the sun was getting low, a slender little figure dressed in gray. We told her to get down, of course, and pull up to the fire. The red hot truck would soon be on its way. She said she rode from Lelano, 400 miles away. Her pony was so tired it couldn't go. She asked to stop a day or two and kind of rest him up. Then maybe she could find her brother Joe. We could see that she'd been crying, her little face was sad. She spoke, her upper lip would tremble so. She was the living image, we all saw it at a glance, of our little cowboy wrangler, Wrangling Joe. We asked where Joe was working, if she knew the outfit's brand. His letter said it was a Circle Bar. It was mailed at Amarillo about 3 months ago, from a trail herd headed north to Cinnabar. You see, my mother died, she said, when Joe and I was born. So Joe and I were twins, her story ran. Then Daddy ups and marries and gets himself a wife. And then it was her troubles all began. She beat us and abused us and starved us most to death. You see that she had no children of her own. And nothing Joe or I could do would ever seem just right when Joe pulled out that left me all alone. I gave the kid my bedroll while I bunked in with Jim. We talked and planned and schemed the whole night through. Which one of us would tell her the way that Joe was killed and break the news as gently as we knew? I'll wrangle in the morning, boy, she said as she turned in the horses at the wagon for its dawn. As the morning star was breaking, I saw the kid roll out, saddle up the gray night horse and ride away. Soon we heard the horses coming, a-heading in the camp, and all of us could plainly hear the bell. Then someone was a-crying, a-coming on behind, 'twas little Joe, the wrangler's sister Nell. We couldn't quite console her, she seen the horse's brand, she drove them from the river bank below. From the look on our faces, she seemed to realize she ne'er again would see her brother Joe.